Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. See Rock City, playing January 27th to February 14th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This tender and poignant play is the sequel to last season's critically acclaimed Last Train to Nebrock. Reunite with May and Raleigh, played by Lily Nixay and Eric Odom, as they navigate the joys and struggles of married life. See Rock City is sponsored by Janet and Mark L. Gold. Golden Sun and Wells Fargo Private Bank. See this touching love story in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. And God, I hope that everybody has something planned for tomorrow. I know, it's like kind of one of my favorite days, but, it's about falling in love with yourself, your couplehood, whoever you are, the people that surround your life with love. And anyway, so I want to just start off with wishing everybody a happy Valentine's weekend. Lots of fun things planned. And of course, we start off with always a little bit of motivational, and I love to do this, is we fall in love by chance, but we stay in love by choice. And relationships are hard work. I don't care how you have it, how you look at it. And even friendships, it's all about, to have a friend, you have to be a friend. So anyways, I'm so glad that you are here tuning in with us today. I am Kim. And of course, this is the brighter side of life right here in the 805. And of course, Tom's here with me. How you doing, Tom?
Everything's great here, day before Valentine's.
All right. Are you all set? Colleen going to be happy tomorrow?
I'm sure she will be.
Okay, good. All right. Do you guys do it with your children, too?
Well, we are at a hockey tournament in Phoenix.
What else is new, right? I mean, you guys are like the diehards like we used to be with racing, so it's all good. Your kids will remember a great life with their family because it does. It brings all the family together, correct?
It certainly does. Good times.
There you go. All right. Well, we've got a really great show for you today, and we've got a full studio. I'm so glad that you guys were able to wake up with us and start your day here in a positive way. We've got John Gray. John, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you for being here. And of course, John is from Done Right Carpet Care. What a great little twist he's got. He actually just is, when's your book coming out? On
Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay. So, of course, it's going to be all about love, right? But stop spot cleaning your life. And I'm so glad to have you here. We're going to talk a little bit about that, where everybody can. I think you have a book signing coming up too, right?
Yes.
All right. We'll talk about that. Also, I'm really excited. I've got Chad Atkins here. And, of course, he is the CEO and founder of PawWorks. You've been here before. And I'm so glad you are, like, rocking with fire, I'm telling you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Tired.
I know.
It's really early.
I know. You look hot for being tired, so it's all good.
I try.
There you go. And Christina Hackett, she is from Animal Foundation of America. So glad to have you.
Oh, well, thank you. Good morning.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about some really great stuff. And of course, we love to give back here at the Kim Pagano Show. I want to just remind you to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. All those places are more chances to win. Also, you can also listen to any of our shows that you missed on our podcast, and that's iTunes/Kim Pagano Show. Also, you can hear our show on on our Facebook and also on our website, KimPaganoShow.com. Of course, we've got lots of things that we're giving away here. And of course, it's all about, giving back. And it's about listening, laughing, and learning. That's what we do here on the Kim Pagano Show. I've been talking to a lot of my listeners, and I'm so excited. They're like going, what about giving away books? And I'm like, oh my God, do I have enough books to give away?
You have many books to give away.
I know, I'm telling you. So if there's a book that that we're talking about or something, definitely call in and say, I want to get a copy of that because I could do that for you. So with that, Tom, do you want to talk about all of our stuff? First, I want to make sure that you write down this phone number. And that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I do want to also remind you, when you call in, all you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and what you're calling about. I do want to remind you that we are here till 8 o'clock, and then again from 2 to 3. And all of our shows are completely different with completely different guests. So Tom, let's talk about all of our giveaways.
Pete's Breakfast House, to start it off, have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce in town. That's at 2055 East Main Street in Ventura. You can give the gift of lingerie. We have Kate and Lace certificates. They're located at 2900 Townsgate Road in Westlake Village. Along with that, some fun for tomorrow on Valentine's Day, Movie Co. Theater's presentation of Valentine's Comedy Night. And that's with our friend Jason Love. What better way to spend a night of comedy than with Jason Love? Harlem Globetrotters are bouncing their basketballs into town. They'll be in Anaheim, Santa Barbara, Ontario, and Los Angeles, all throughout Southern California. We also have a $50 gift certificate for Botox, and that's Javaderm by Dr. Adrian Laura. Along with that, how about a deluxe room at the Clock Tower Inn? Celebrating a lot of fun there, and yeah, you can win all of those prizes with us here on the Kim Pagano Show this morning on KVTA.
There you go. And let's just start off with, in fact, you know what? I'll have that back again so I can go through our things. But let's start off with a Pete's Breakfast House. Everybody loves it over there. I've got that. And I'm also going to throw out a gift certificate for lingerie. If you haven't already got yourself together, we've got something for you. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Let's welcome our first guest, John Gray. John, how are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
Good. Are you all ready for Valentine's Day?
Indeed.
What do you got planned besides your book signing?
Big secret stuff.
Okay, your wife must be listening, or your loved one. Are you married?
I am married.
Okay, so she must be listening, right? Of course she is. She better, right?
Yes.
Anyways, well, we're really excited to talk about your book. What made you write a book, first of all?
Oh, wow. A lot of things. I felt like I was going to write a book my whole life, actually. And the reason why is because it feels like I've lived like three or four lives. I've taken all of those lives, put them together, figured out what worked and what didn't work, took out all the bad, kept all the good, wrote a book about it, started helping people learn that process. And the results have just been incredible. Used them myself, was had very much success, and wrote a book about it.
I love it. I love it. So many people talk about writing a book, but do we actually, how long did it take you to do this?
Well, long story short, I actually wrote two books because I didn't do as nicely as I'd like the first time. So I hired a coach and took about a year to do that book. So altogether, 3 years.
Oh, that's not really that bad. That's great. So, okay, let's talk about what is exactly are we going to find in your book?
You are going to find a cure for reappearing spots on carpet and life.
And how do they correlate with each other? I mean, I love that. You know, one, I do want to remind everybody that you have a carpet business, right? So you're kind of going into people's lives, into their homes. Of course, you guys know about carpet cleaning, right? With all the animals, right?
Oh, yeah.
I had to get rid of all my carpet.
Yeah, I did too. I'm like, it just keeps getting. But I love carpet because it really feels good on your feet. But it's hard when you have animals because once they spot it, you're right. It just keeps coming back and you can't really, I mean, you're saying you can clean it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I got to have you over.
Yes.
So
my couches probably need a little of his attention as well.
I know. Yeah, there you go. So I know you guys have different guests all the time in your homes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So question. Okay, so how did you formulate this to be the same kind of, you know, life, spots in life and spots in carpet?
Well, you know those reappearing spots, the relationship, financial, and other issues that sometimes they go away or they get resolved, but then a couple weeks later, they just come back like nothing was ever resolved. Well, the same thing happens with customers' carpets. You know, they'll spot clean a spot and it'll go away. And then a couple weeks later, it'll come back, but not just back. It'll come back bigger and darker. And they'll spot clean it again. And then the same thing happens. Well, I noticed the same thing with my life. I had these spots that just kept coming back, and they came back bigger and darker no matter what I did.
And so, okay, in your book, you talk a little bit about your marriage, okay, and a midlife crisis, right? Are you okay for us to share that?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about that part of your life, and this is something that you dealt with in your world, correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, let me give you a little backstory. From the time I was a kid, as far back as I could remember, say 6 or 7, all I ever wanted was to just be happy, you know, like happiness.
That's what we all want, right?
I would think. Anyways, that dream was smashed when my parents divorced. And my questions just went unanswered, and it created frustration. So I would ask the questions, but instead of getting answers, I would get punished. So long story short, that carried into my whole life and exploded this big, gigantic reappearing spot that I had been dealing with through my teen and early
So
years.
You just kept pushing those feelings down because you never got any answers for them, right? And then they come out in your relationship, correct?
Right.
I know a few people like that, you know, if we don't deal with it, you're right. It just keeps kind of showing up, and maybe you go to counseling or maybe you try to talk to it with your partner about it, and they just really don't have a view on where you're going. And then you don't really get your answers. And so you kind of push your feelings down again, and then it comes up in another area. So I love your correlation with it.
Yeah. Well, let's just get something clear. It was all me. It wasn't my wife. But and you know, I did deal with it. But the way I dealt with it was, you know, I made excuses, and I shifted blame. And, you know, this was just normal for me. It was my normal back then. And, you know, things got different once I had this realization of what was really going on with the carpet and my life.
I love it. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, I'm so glad that you are here. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we are right here in the 805. We're talking with John Gray. Of course, we've got Chad and Christina here with us. Chime in, guys, you know. But I want to ask you, so you talk about restorative cleaning process for life. And what does it do?
Well, it is a principle-driven formula. And what it is I invented this restorative cleaning process for carpet that prevents and corrects reappearing spots on carpet. But I decoded that cleaning process into a principle-driven formula to do for my life and others what it does for carpet. It prevents and corrects these darn reappearing spots.
Okay, so we're all curious now, right? It's like, where do we get this, right? No, but so what did you do, John? You kind of talked earlier about your parents getting a divorce. My parents got a divorce when I was 16. And, you know, yeah, life all changed as we know it, okay? And, of course, that was their problem, not our problem. But as children, we just get the residual of what's happening in our parents' life. And so it's almost like animals, okay?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I said, I think everybody, as you're growing up, you deal with each issue differently. And for John, I think he wrote a book and he got it out and it was cathartic. For us, we save animals. We're all damaged in some way. So the way we fix ourselves is by helping others or helping animals.
And isn't that, I mean, that's, you're right.
Absolutely.
And of course, I do hair, so I make people look good, feel good, do good. Okay, that's kind of my thing. But yeah, we all give back in some way, and I truly believe that we all have our gifts. And I love when you find something that's helped you that you're sharing it, and so I'm so glad that you're here. So dig a little deeper for us so we can all understand this.
Okay, so I am the same person I am today that I was 6 or 7 years ago, or when I was 6 or 7. The only thing that's changed is the model I follow. You know, it wasn't me per se that made my life a dirty, murky mess. It was the decision process that I had and the model that I followed and lived my life by that got me to the point where I wanted to just give up on really everything. Everything I tried, it was like I was taking one step forward, two steps back. It was defeating my purpose, and I was frustrated and angry. And the reason why I wrote the book is because this process is just so successful. Once it becomes a new normal, it's the only thing that can happen. You can only prevent and correct these spots and maintain, and life is just, oh my gosh, easier. Happier.
Okay, we're going to take a really quick break. Can you give us a couple, like 1, 2, 3 tips of exactly what you did to change your life?
Okay, number one.
Well, we're going to take a really quick break when we come back. Okay, so perfect. And John, I'm so excited to share everybody with you and with them that we actually have a gift certificate here for Done Right Carpet Care, and that's a $350 value. We appreciate that so much. So let's do that right now at 805-419-0001. I said the wrong number. I have never done that. I'm sorry. 805-419-0008. I know a lot of people already have it in their speed dial, but anyways, and of course, if you have a carpet that you want to stop spot cleaning, and also you're going to find out more about his book too. So anyways, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here in the 805. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, composite tile, and slabs. Through February, we're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefabs in the slab yard, with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll make your dream home a reality. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past 2 decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us and staying with us. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I want to invite everybody. Harlem Globetrotter is actually going to be on our show our next hour. And they are celebrating their 90th year. And we've got tickets for you. And of course, there's like 4 different locations out here: Anaheim, Santa Barbara, Ontario, and Los Angeles. I'd love to give a pair of tickets to somebody right now. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, we also have Pete's Breakfast House that's on our giveaway right now. And of course, Kate and Lace Lingerie, and that's located in Westlake. And of course, we've got Done Right Carb Care. We've got a gift certificate for $350, and we'd love to get those out to you. Of course, if you are just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Christina and Chad and, of course, John Gray, and we're talking about Stop Spot Cleaning Your Life, and it's really a guide to restoring your life to radical, clean happiness in a world that keeps you chasing it. Okay, so John, back to your tips and what we're going to find. And I'm sure my listeners are really excited to hear it.
Sure. So there's five principles to this process. The first one is awareness.
Okay.
The second one is accountability. The third is action. The fourth is adoration. And the fifth is acceptance. They're all A's and they're easy to remember.
Okay. So give us awareness. What was your awareness?
I didn't know what I didn't know. You know, the normal that I had was the exact problem that was creating this murky mess of a life carpet. And when I say life carpet, to me, I've been a carpet cleaner over 20 years. Carpet is the perfect metaphor for life. It doesn't matter, you know, how expensive a carpet you get or how inexpensive, what kind of quality, it's gonna get dirty. And the same is true with life. It doesn't matter, you know, your race, how rich or how not rich you are, how educated or how uneducated you are. Life happens. Life gets dirty. It's not about life. It's about how you clean it and the model that you follow that will determine if your spots are going to reappear or not.
So I'm going to relate that, and I want you guys to chime in. Okay, could you wake up over there, you guys?
I'm awake. I'm
okay,
listening.
Good. Okay, good.
I'm absorbing this.
Okay, good. I know it's going to take you about an hour to get going here. Anyways, so when I look at that, I look at people that live with integrity in their life, doing the right thing, okay? If you continue to not do the right thing, not live from your heart, you know, and you know, I mean, look at you guys are giving back, you know, we're all having a voice here. If you continue to not live with that, what's going to happen to your life? You're going to get it. Things are going to start, you know, getting messed up. You're not going to, you know, you're going to kind of push people away in your life. So this is something that is that kind of what you're talking about?
Kind of, but not really.
Okay. Make us clearer.
Okay. So to be clear, it's easy to make an accident and have a spot reappear. And when I say that, the spot cleaning for life is like, say you have a little quarrel or something and you didn't mean to make it happen. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. And then you have another quarrel a couple weeks later and you say the same thing. Oh, gosh darn it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. You know, it's like a spot on your carpet. A lot of times people will take a spot cleaner and spot clean that carpet, and then the spot will come back. It'll come out, but like a couple weeks later, it comes back. What do? They take that same spot cleaner and they go at it again. And then a couple of weeks later, the spot comes back bigger and darker. Why? It's not the original problem that's coming back. It's that soap residue that goes into the base of the carpet and then wicks to the surface. It's the same thing for life. You know, if you are saying sorry to somebody, great, one time. But you've broken trust already. So if that happens again and you say sorry again, your sorry is not as effective. In fact, it's almost an insult. So that soap residue from that sorry is kind of wicking to the surface and appearing bigger and darker. How do you fix that? Well, that's in the book. One of the things is awareness. There's a problem. Number two, there's accountability. What do? I need to take responsibility for what happened and not let it happen again, to build trust. And then action is doing that. And then adoration is doing that because you love that person and you really mean it. And acceptance is, yeah, it's hard, but it's worth it.
I love that. What a perfect time of year right now at Valentine's Day, because really we all deal with that, whether, you know, it's work, it's our relationship, it's, you know, partnership, whatever level, because you're absolutely right. What do they say? Shame, or, you know, when you make a mistake, shame on you once, but if you do it again, it just, you're right. It's ignorant. And it's like we have to learn, you know, to take action is what you're saying, but also to own our own problems.
So. Right, right. It's kind of like, you know, you with carpet, you know how you kind of sometimes take a shower and then you accidentally leave like a little bit of shampoo in your hair and you get out and you say, oh, shoot, I got to rinse that out. Well, with carpet or with life, instead of rinsing it out, we keep putting more and more spot cleaner on it instead of rinsing it. And the rinse factor of this whole principle-driven formula is unconditional love, adoration. That's the water of love that rinses these spots clean.
I love it.
And they don't come back.
John, you're like a romantic, you know. I never, you know, a carpet cleaner romantic. I love that correlation. So where do we find your book, and where is your book signing?
Amazon.com. It'll be available on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And the book signing is next Thursday, February 18th at 8:30 a.m. at Tacos Don Chente in Oxnard, right off of Oxnard Boulevard and Vineyard.
Okay, perfect. We'll post that for you. And you know what? I wish you a lot of luck. And I think that, you know, I love that you put negative out, okay, is, you know, our show is all about really inspiring people to live their best life. And this is just another book about that. Give out your website, too, so because you said that they can find, tell me what it is.
Okay, yeah. So there's a 3-step quick start guide to the restorative cleaning process for life. Just go to restorativecleaningprocess.com. Okay. www.restorativecleaningprocess.com. It's totally free and it will help.
Okay, great. And you want to say happy Valentine's Day to your wife?
Pumpkin, happy Valentine's Day. I just love you.
I love it. I love it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Chad Atkins and Christina Hackett and, of course, Paw Works and Animal Foundation of America. If you guys love our furry friends out there like I do, you're going to want to stay. And, of course, I want to remind you that we are here till 8 o'clock and then again from 2 to 3. And I love to give out... you know, all us women and men out there, I've got a $50 gift certificate for Botox or Juvederm, and that is by Dr. Adrian Laura. And, of course, that is right here in Oxnard at Celebrating Women's Center. I'm telling you, she's amazing, and you're not going to want to you're going to want to go do this. I'm like one of those scaredy cat people, but I'm telling you, she's awesome. So, anyways, I'd love to share that with you. And, of course, our phone number right now is 805-419-0008. Stay with us and call us, and we'll be right back.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a 4-course meal paired with 4 fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to do a couple shout outs. One, happy Valentine's Day weekend to everyone out there. And of course, you know, I've got a newsletter that goes out every week, and I'd love you to get that in your hands. And of course, it talks about all of our great guests and of course, giveaways and lots of things that we can do out here to make our lives better. Of course, I log in there, and I do share our podcast on iTunes. Also, I want to do a shout out to some of our last winners this last couple of weeks: Carol Newman, Lori Reisman, Rosie Garcia, Pam Williams, Polly Franco. All of those people were winners last week, so it's able to be a part of it, and definitely you want to be able to call in. Also, I do want to share with everybody the 7th Annual Experience Strength and Hope Awards at the Skirball, and that is Tuesday, February 16th, and we are going to be there, and I would love to share that with everybody there. And of course, author and actress Mackenzie Phillips will be there. Also, last comic standing, Alonzo Bodden. And of course, tickets are at $75. Of course, you can go to brownpapertickets.com, and there's $75, and it's the doors open at 5:30. Also, NABO, which I am a part of, and I really support them, and I love being a part of that. They've got their Balancing Business, Love, and Family, and it's actually the same day, so I can't tear myself apart, but I will definitely love to let everybody know about that. And of course, that's at you can get tickets to register is nabovc.org. Also, I'm so excited for everybody to sign up for site tour of the Ventura Water Pure Demonstration Facility plant. And that's going to be held every Saturday from 9 to 11. And to register, just contact Gina Dorrington at gdorrington@venturawater.net. So excited. All right. And again, for anybody that is just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I would love to, let's see, I want to just remind everybody we've got tickets Sunday, tomorrow, February 14th, of course, Valentine's Day at Movie Co. And I've got tickets there. It's all about a comedy date night. So right over by your place there in the mall.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and they've got some really great people. Of course, Jason Love is promoting it and going to be there. So call us if you want to go laugh for this weekend. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008.
You got it right this time.
I know. Thank you. I know. I only say it 100 times a day, but it's like, I don't know. So anyways, Chad and Christina, so glad that you guys are here to be a part of our show. Tell everybody a little bit about what you're doing, who you are, and God.
I've been on your show before, so yeah. I'll let Christina Hackett over here start.
Okay.
So I'm Christina Hackett with Animal Foundation of America, and we're an animal rescue, just like we work a lot.
We're not just an animal rescue. Come on. Yeah. Give us more credit than that.
I know.
You guys
are
doing an amazing job. And you know what? I mean, I walked by your place the other week. We were having dinner out there. But first of all, back to Chad, your place looks nothing like an animal. It's like a boutique. It's like a
That's the concept. I mean, we're dealing in secondhand dogs, so we don't want it to look like secondhand dogs, and they deserved only the best.
Right.
And Animal Foundation of America, we work a lot with them. They're actually kind of like the middleman. They go to the shelters, they get the medical cases, they get the behavioral cases. We do that as well, but what will happen is then we'll help adopt them out because she doesn't tend to do the adoption. She likes the animal aspect of
rescue.
She's
a lover of them, right?
She's a lover of animals and not necessarily people all the time because, you know, like talking about the gentleman before, I didn't chime in a lot because I didn't know what to say. I don't relate my life to carpet, but I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of correlations, but I think we all deal with things differently.
Absolutely.
We save animals. He saves carpet.
Right.
Or people.
Yeah.
You save people.
Well, it's just an epiphany. You know what I mean? It's like when you're doing something, you're like, oh my God, that makes sense, you know? And I think that's what,
It works for him.
Yeah, so he's restoring his life. He's sharing it with everybody, and he's making your carpets clean. It can't get any better than that.
That's all that matters.
So,
Whatever works for you.
There you go. Christina, tell us, how long have you been doing this?
I've been...
Too long.
I know, I'm going to age myself here. So I've been dabbling, and I'll say dabbling because, you know, I was way too young when I first started 15 years ago. But I think it's been over the last few years where it's really gone to an escalated level where the organization, you know, the nonprofit has changed. And it's like you can't stop once you start. So
don't you feel like animals have changed, they've like almost elevated.
Oh,
you know, I just
absolutely.
Wrote a column that's going to be out in Caneo Valley next month, and I'm really excited. I talked about animals. To me, it's like, gosh, after your children grow up, it's like your animals are your children.
Well, animals have become part of the family. I mean,
yeah.
Growing up, I grew up in Fresno, California, and I lived on a farm, and animals were outside. We didn't have them inside.
Yeah.
So that's how I grew up. But as I aged and I had animals in my life, I saw the unconditional love they gave us. And there's nothing in this world.
Oh, you should write a book, Chad.
I'm going to.
But that is it. You know, it is true. Because
it's the only thing in the world that gives us unconditional love.
Yeah, I remember how growing up, too. Of course, we had a German Shepherd, so it's kind of a bigger dog.
Yep.
You would assume that that dog would be outside. But now, it's funny, I remember I just was back visiting my daughter in Houston, and there was a dog barking, and it was really cold there. It was over Christmas, and it was really cold. And I remember calling her like a month later going, is that dog still outside? And she's like, seriously, Mom? That nobody should. And you know, you see all these things on Facebook. If it's really cold, bring your animals in. People didn't have that knowledge before. And now it's like, are you kidding? My dog's like right next to my bed. You know, my husband's like, seriously? Yeah. Well, like, you know, it's like my best friend.
Well,
I love that.
Think about it. There's nothing that gives you such unconditional love.
No.
They don't care.
If you have makeup on, if you look good, if your breast
smell
bad.
Good.
I know. Yeah. It is.
And when you're having a bad day and you're not the nicest to them, they still want to love you.
I know. I just love.
Because we all have bad days. I mean, we all lash out. We have kids. You know,
life
we
happens.
Have husbands or wives. We all have bad days, and dogs or cats don't care. Well, cats might.
Yeah. Well, cats are a little more finicky, but
I don't know. I've got a cat that thinks she's a dog, so she just You know what? Do you really feel like cats mimic their owners? I mean, and now this is going to be an interesting question for you because they don't really have owners, but. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I think over time, you know, they pick up habits.
Wait a second. My cats are like fat cats that just sit down. They just want to lounge on their chair.
I said nothing.
Exactly. God. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us. Oh, we're going to get started now. I can feel it. All right. Anyways, I'm so glad that you're here. I do want to say our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And we've got lots of stuff to give away. I know that you brought some stuff in, Christina, right?
I did. Some exciting.
Look at you.
I know.
Trying to butter up the host.
I know.
You know, this early in the morning, I shouldn't be thinking about wine, but knowing it's over there, I'm like, oh.
I know. Well, you can't get any better than that for Valentine's Day. So do you want to just share a little bit about what you have?
So what I have is I, along with being... Animal rescue. I import Italian wine. And so I have a gift basket here to give away to one of your listeners, and it has some homemade fresh pasta that they can put together, some wine.
It's like a whole romantic night.
Wow.
I love
there's
it.
There's candles in there.
Okay, I'm going to have to up that somehow.
I know. What are you going to do, Chad?
I'm going to give away a Zeus shirt.
Oh,
and if anybody follows us, they know all about Zeus. So.
And the poop.
I'll let you finish your wine.
Okay, I love it.
So, so I brought some wine, and then I love the glasses. I had the glasses made because you're not drinking alone if your pets are home. So,
oh, I love that. That is the best. That's the best little saying. and that's so true. If you've got an animal, you're at home. You've got company, right?
You're not alone. So it's okay to
even if you are alone.
If you are alone. Yeah, exactly. So anyways, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Call us. We want to hear from all of you. We've been getting tons and tons of calls. And I do want to remind everybody, we are one of the Ventura Reader's Choice nominees, and we would love you to go on there and vote. So if you are friends with us on Facebook, all you have to do is go to community and then vote on the Kim Pagano Show 1590 KVTA. We would love that. So tell us, so you actually take them from the shelters, correct?
Yes. So what I'll do in any given time, and there's a number of, you know, different ways that things can come about, but I'll give one example, which was this darling girl, Mango, and she was at a Lancaster, and she caught my attention because someone who followed me on Facebook said, Christina, is there anything you could do to help? And so I schlepped out to Lancaster, picked up this squirrel, and she had Demodex mange.
Wait, did you say a squirrel? No, a girl.
This girl. Squirrel.
I okay, yeah.
Squirrel.
Okay, I was like, okay.
I did hear a squirrel.
I know. I know. I was like, okay.
Someone's
good.
Dipping into the wine.
Okay. Yeah,
a little bit.
Okay, good. Thanks, Tom. I was like,
So I picked her up. She had Demodex, which is something that's very curable.
What is that?
Demodex mange, there's two types. One is it's just from lack of nutrition. Demodex, it's very often with
poor
puppies.
Poor baby, yeah.
And then they're sarcoptic, which is much more severe, and the treatment is much more intense. But for our story, Mango had Demodex, which ironically is completely treatable with a
antibiotic.
No, antibiotic doesn't. No, I use Bravecto. Actually, which Bravecto.
Are you a vet?
You know, after being in this business for quite some time, you become like your own
chemist.
not a chemist, and you don't treat on your own, but we learn a lot.
You do.
And you can almost diagnose many cases without even going to the vet, even though you still need to go to the vet
right.
to get the medications and right. to confirm that you're correct.
Well, you know, I mean, don't you, and I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of calls about this,
of course,
but doctors are, they're training. Okay, once you've seen it, then you know what it is.
Yes.
But if you've never seen it, one time I had Valley Fever and they were like, what is this? You know, and they had no idea, but then a couple other doctors, oh yeah, that's...
And beyond that, you know, we're probably going to get a lot of calls, but doctors and vets are, it's a business. So they have to run tests. They
yes.
have to do x-rays to make sure what their diagnosis is correct.
Yes.
We do work with some great vets that give
yes.
us great discounts and don't
But there are
go
some
over
out
above.
There that we've dealt with. That,
there are a lot out there.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But again, it's a business.
It's a business,
and they have
yeah.
to, they have to make, you know, their overhead. So I get it, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We're staying positive.
That yeah.
was our rule, right, this morning,
That's
Chad?
Right. It is. Yeah. That's
morning.
What my show's all about.
It's not,
yeah. so.
It's not about the dark side.
It's not about the dark side. Sorry, you guys. But, okay, so, I mean, what you're doing is really positive. And so you bring these sick pets and you help
yeah,
them?
Yeah, well, basically she needed, Bravecto is a flea and tick control. That's what it is. It's similar to Comfortis or other tablets that you would give for flea control. And it has this amazing side effect that is just now starting to be published in journals of getting rid of Demodex. So just by taking a flea and tick medication, it's got the side effect that it heals up Demodex. So this beautiful girl went from, I mean, she would have been euthanized at the shelter.
Aww.
And she was just a baby. So at the time, she was about 4 months old. And she went from from being, I mean, her skin was scaly, and you know, she was just, if you looked at her, she was just one of the saddest looking little girls ever. And she's a retriever. Who would know, like, underneath, once her, because their hair falls out and their skin becomes more snake-like.
We love golden retrievers.
So she turned out to be a retriever. We weren't able to find that out.
You didn't even know that, but that was how damaged she was?
What'd they have her on the paperwork?
Wow.
Yeah, they had her as the lab mix.
Okay.
They had her as the lab mix.
So they were close. You could tell by the snout.
But she had no hair. Aww, so it's hard. If a dog doesn't have hair,
so
there's
is
no
that,
color.
So is that somebody that really wasn't taking care of their animals? Is that, you know?
Demodex can be immune. It's based on the immunity. It could be malnutrition. It could be.
Generally, a lot of times it's malnutrition.
Yeah.
But she was found as a stray, and so... So we brought her in, and I've got beautiful before and after pictures from her with no skin to being this big, fluffy girl.
Christina, you're so nice. That's so nice. You know,
don't
I mean,
let her fool you.
Yeah. And then you bring them to your boutique.
Well, I do both. Okay. But yes, I mean, we're really good at the adoption process.
Yeah. You know, I want to share this with everybody so that if they, you know, want to adopt anybody for Valentine's Day, right? I'm really a proponent about if you adopt somebody, you need to make a commitment.
Absolutely. And I have to pause you on that, because if you are going to adopt for Valentine's Day, we highly, highly recommend that, even though you want it to be a surprise, that you bring your significant other with you.
Good idea, yeah.
Because it's a dual decision.
Yeah.
It's a family decision.
Yeah, you don't want somebody to go, I didn't want that.
It happens, yes.
I'm sure.
And we want the brighter side. We always want the brighter side.
Exactly, for our animals and for you guys. I mean, you guys are doing all that hard work. We're going to take a really quick break. Do you want to talk about what you brought to give away?
Yes, we're actually going to be giving away a Pooh Strong Zeus t-shirt.
Ooh, okay.
And if you've been following Paw Works, Zeus is a husky. He came with us when he was 5 weeks old from Delano, and he was born, he was a breeder pup, a backyard breeder pup, and he was born with his rectum not attached to his intestines, so he could not go to the bathroom. So we are about 4 surgeries in. He's been at the hospital for about 8 to 10 weeks now, which means a very significant veterinary bill. But we've had amazing support for him. I mean, every post we get 50,000 people following, thousands of likes and comments. So people are really behind this. And it's really brought a good amount of attention to spay and neuter, to, you know, these animals that go into the shelter, because he was slated to be euthanized. And some from Simi Valley Missing Pets reached out Delano.
Yeah.
And then that they came to us because it was going to be like a $5,000 surgery to hit. And most rescues can't do that.
Got it.
We're fortunate enough to be able to handle those types of things. So we reached into our pockets, and then we reached out to our community, and people have just been so supportive. So
I love it.
It's a Zeus t-shirt, any size you need, men's or women's.
Okay.
I have
it's
extras.
It's all about the poop for Zeus.
It's poo strong. Someone came up with the hashtag poo strong, and it just went like wildfire.
I love it. Stay with us, you guys. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I love you to call in for any of these things that we are giving away. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and one of our team members will get back with you. Again, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And so glad
that
you...
We had a pep talk there.
That's right. We are starting our day in a positive way.
Always.
And, of course, I'm Kim, and I'm here with Tom. And, of course, I've got Christine and Chad in the studio with me. And, of course, I do want to remind you that we have a whole nother hour. And, of course, we're going to be talking with Melissa Michaels, author of The Inspired Room. Also, Kelly Sullivan Walden. The author of Sex of Love, Sex and Relationship Dream Dictionary. And of course, we're also going to be talking with one of the Harlem Globetrotters, Hackshaw Hall. And of course, we've got lots more giveaways. So stay with us all the way through 8 o'clock. And then I do want to remind you that we have another show from 2 to 3 with completely different guests. And that's going to be another great show. So again, for anybody that is just tuning in with us, waking up with us, we've been here for 6 o'clock. Okay, so I just want to make sure that you start your day with us. But I've got Chad Atkins here and Christina Hackett, and of course we're talking about PawWorks, and I love it, Happiest Tales on Earth, and also the Animal Foundation of America. I know you guys work really close together, and so where do people go if they, if they need help, or kind of tell us, kind of walk us through the whole system?
Meaning if someone wants to adopt or if they're trying to get rid of their animal.
Yeah, or they're having problems. You know, I mean, there's so many circumstances that come up, right? I mean, I know my father-in-law just went into a home and he had two cats. And all of a sudden it was like, oh, wait, what do we do with, the animals? What do people do? I mean, there's so many other great resources now, and I want to make sure that people know about those.
There's several things. One would be the internet is amazing nowadays. I mean, you Google rescue, and a lot of rescues will work with owner surrenders. I mean, there's cat rescues, there's dog rescues out there, and you just have to do a little vetting. If you're lucky enough, like we are in Ventura County, we have a no-kill shelter.
Which we're so grateful for. Yeah.
So we're very fortunate to have that. And if you have a no-kill shelter that you can work with in your area, that's also great. I mean, it's not ideal because nobody wants an animal to live in a cage or a crate or a small area there where there's hundreds of other animals. But also, as a rescue, we do the best that we can. A lot of times they're living in our homes or in foster homes. So they're treated as much like our own animals as possible. But still, when you have 20 animals.
Oh, well, you could keep counting if you're talking about my house.
Yeah. How many do you have? A lot of animals that because you foster them,
that.
Right?
Yes, I do. I keep them in a home environment. And so,
your husband must be pretty amazing.
That's one word for him.
Okay.
he's very interesting. He is. No, well, I will say that he's accepting. He's accepted the fact that this is just the way it is. And
I have to. All of our spouses in rescue. If you're able to stay married,
yes, exactly. Yeah.
Or have a relationship, you have to have a pretty amazing person.
Yeah.
Because they a little bit have to turn a blind eye, because if that's not their passion. They have to allow you to have your passion, and it is difficult.
Well, it's difficult if you're like on a family outing and then suddenly you're like, I need to get a cab over to my car because you guys finish having fun here at Disneyland, but I've got an emergency. I have to go take care of it really quick. So, and things like that do come up in rescue where you're just suddenly, and you have to have someone who's extremely understanding. And even though my husband, he does...
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Too far.
Yeah.
Because animal rescue is definitely a lifestyle. It's not for the faint of heart. It's a very emotional.
You know, I want to just tell everybody about PawWorks that just opened up in Ventura here. So talk about
So we opened a store at Pacific View Mall. And with that, we have a new segment along with our adoption center and boutique for animals. We now have a secondhand or thrift store. It's high-end quality items, clothing, housewares, and we sell everything to the public. It's donated to us, and everything is a profit. So, and everything goes directly back to the animals. So the mall here in Pacific View, Ventura, actually has been very gracious to allow us to have that. It's the first time there's a high-end thrift store in a mall, so we're very fortunate. We're kind of
Sure it doesn't look anything. It looks like a loft, right?
It does. It's the thing is, it's the loft. It's you know, it looks like a New York loft. We have brick walls, and it looks, you know, the steel industrial look, so it looks very high-end.
That's so cool. You do a really good
job.
We
refurbish everything. People,
you know what, you guys, we are at the end of this hour. Can you give out your website so people can get in touch with you and say with you, Christina?
It's pawworks.org, and you can also reach us on our phone number, 805-852-1744. That's our store line.
Okay.
And I'm Animal Foundation of America, and you can follow me on Facebook. And you can, my number is 805-558-5240.
Oh, now you're in trouble.
Everybody has our numbers.
I know,
you know,
I'm kidding.
It's like it's out there, but
it's
a better idea if you text, because usually I'm dealing with some pups and in the middle of something, so I can't pick up the phone to answer it anyway. But
or text.
Yeah. And of course, you also have the store in Thousand Oaks, too.
We do. That is an adoption center boutique, so that's at the Oaks Mall, outside portion between the indoor mall and Movie Co., bottom floor right by the water fountain.
Okay, very cool. Well, I thank you so much for both of
thank
you guys
you.
Well,
thank
being
you for
here.
Having us. Thank
and
you so much.
Of course, we have a whole nother hour left. And of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Laughter is timeless, imagination has no age, and dreams are forever. Who do you think that's from? Walt Disney.
Yep, we love our Walt Disney.
Yeah, there you go. Anyways, you know what? You guys are the Walt Disney of animals, and I thank you for all that you guys both do. So thank you so much. Again, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've got lots more to do and lots more to give away. So, of course, write our phone number down at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.